Above all, growing up with a narcissistic mother made my life a roller coaster. I never really knew how she was going to react to a situation. I never knew what manipulative tactic she was going to use to get her way. Because I kept my emotions bottled up, they would often spike, which meant that I was moody and unable to handle the stress of my emotions. I felt lost, and I felt that people didn't care. I felt that if I asked for help, I was a burden. I know there are many children who grew up with a narcissistic mother who felt the same way. Once I knew that I wasn't alone, I started to focus on changing my life around. Once I took the first step of accepting that my mother was different from most mothers, I started to understand that this wasn't completely her fault. She had a psychological disorder known as narcissistic personality disorder. I slowly started to accept my mother's mental illness. I started to heal through various steps. I began to overcome the emotional and psychological abuse I lived with throughout my childhood because my mom was a narcissist. I know your story is similar to mine, which makes me know that you can also overcome narcissistic abuse. This is the main reason I wrote this book. I want you to be able to overcome the effects you faced as a daughter who grew up with a narcissistic mother. Even if you don't think you can, I know you can. I didn't think I could either, but by taking one step at a time, even if it was a small step, I was able to overcome narcissistic abuse and start to focus on the person I wanted to be and build the life I want. I know you can too. I believe in you. Part 1. All about narcissistic personality disorder. The word narcissism is stated so much that the word is starting to lose its true meaning. According to the Diagnostics and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, the personality disorder centers around a grandiose belief of one's self-importance. There are several essential features of narcissism which trained psychologists will use to clinically diagnose someone with a disorder. Some of these features include believing she is so important that she can only associate with other people at her level, lacks empathy, intimate relationships are used to serve her self-esteem, and seeks attention. Interestingly, no matter how often people have heard of the term narcissistic, they have rarely heard of narcissistic abuse. While you cannot find true statistics that show how common narcissistic abuse is, because it isn't often studied, it is estimated that about 20 million people are diagnosed with a narcissistic personality disorder. This means that there can be 20 million people who can affect people with narcissistic abuse. Of course, there are thousands, if not millions, of people who have traits of narcissism and are known to abuse those around them, but are not diagnosed with a personality disorder. No one is 100% certain how narcissism develops. Because it is a psychological disorder, some psychologists believe that people are born with narcissistic capabilities, and it is situations in their childhood which makes these traits come to life. However, other psychologists state that narcissistic personality disorder isn't part of their mindset at birth. Instead, it is completely developed from the situations they go through in their childhood and how they were raised by their own parents. Reality is, the causes of narcissistic personality disorder are very complex and can be a mix of several factors, as this is how it generally is for people who suffer from psychological disorders. For instance, it is often a mix of genetics, environment, and neurobiology, which is the connection between thinking, behavior, and the mind. While each personality disorder in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders has a common set of symptoms that each individual needs in order to receive a clinical diagnosis of the disorder, every person will be affected differently from the disorder. This happens because everyone is a different person and reacts to situations and life events differently. Furthermore, everyone interprets what they read, feel, and see differently. And how a narcissistic mother interprets what she goes through is going to affect how she reacts inside and outside of her home.